Oh, what a beautiful afternoon. Oh, what a beautiful day. And what day is it? And what season is it? And what time of the day is it? And who cares? Because if you're a happy person and you love your life, does it matter what day it is, what time it is, what season it is? Is it possible to be happy every single day? And people think I'm crazy when I ask that question, because most people say to me, Rowie, you can't be happy every day. It's not possible. Life throws crappy stuff at you. Life can be terrible. There's disease and there's wars and there's droughts and floods and bushfires and horrible things happen in the world. But here's a great question. If you wake up every day deciding that the stuff that you have no control over, so the weather, the government, the horrible things that happen in the world, the things that other people do, because I have no control over what other people do, only what I do. So whether it's winter or summer, or daytime or nighttime, or morning or afternoon, or it's raining or it's sunny, there are some things that are in my full control. And one of them is the way I respond or react to what happens to me. So I could choose to have a grumpy attitude, I could choose to get angry, I could choose to be miserable and depressed about the things that happen in the world. I could choose not to put those things into my life. Or I could choose to hang out with people that are really cool. Now, I'm outside at the moment. I'm creating a puppy playground for my four puppy dogs. They, of course, add massive value to my life, so I want to add massive value to their life. And they add value to my life every single day. So there's a great question. Do you have people in your life that every day they make you laugh, they make you feel loved, they make you feel wanted? And if you do have people like that, do you thank them? Are you grateful for them? Do you tell them how much you love them? Do you show them how much you love them? Do you have people in your life who annoy you, frustrate you, make you angry, affect your emotions negatively? Is it possible that you could choose to grow and get better and stronger and wiser from those people rather than angry and miserable and upset and depressed because of them? Why would you allow somebody to get into your headspace and wreck your headspace because they're a nasty person? If nasty people come into my life, treat me badly, I'm very grateful for them because it makes me so appreciative of my life, so appreciative of the beautiful people I have in my life, particularly my puppy dogs, because they never act like that. And I won't allow them to stay rent-free in my head. I'm not even going to charge them rent to be in my head. I'm just going to evict them. Could that be your choice too? So whether the weather's nice or not, and if it was raining today, if it was freezing cold today, I would still be out here because I would dress appropriately and I still want to build a playground for my gorgeous puppy dogs, and I would. Because I don't want the weather to affect my plans. And there's a great thing. If you've got something that's going to be affected by the weather, do you have a plan B so you can still go and do it, still have a great day, not whinge, moan and complain because it's a rainy day, not whinge, moan and complain because something terrible's happened in the world. And usually those things we have absolutely no control over. So why would we whinge, moan, complain, be upset, get angry about something that we have no control over? So here's a really personal question. Are you choosing to be a happy person, or are you allowing the world to make you an unhappy person? Is life happening to you, or are you making life happen for you? And I think it's a really important question because there are a lot of miserable, grumpy people in the world, have you noticed? I have no time for that. I'm too old for that now. I'm an old lady who loves my dogs. I love my life. I aim to add value to my world every day. And Romax is here every day because I think that we can be, I believe we can be, happy, healthy, fit and strong. You can choose to be a fit, strong human being. You can choose to inspire other people to be fit, strong human beings by being one yourself. You can have a career or business that you love. You can do that. It's not impossible. In fact, it's so possible. That's what the Max Colleges is all about, to make sure you've got the skills, tools and knowledge that you need to have a career or business or a life that you love. You can be financially free, so you can choose your own hours. See, I don't know what day it is. I wake up every single day loving my life, not caring what day it is. And there's a great question. Is it possible that you know your life is amazing when you wake up and you don't care whether it's Magical Day Monday, Fun Day Friday, Christmas Day, Valentine's Day, your birthday, you just love every single day because you're doing what you love. You love what you see in the mirror because you're healthy, fit and strong. You're financially free so you don't have to get stressed about money. And that's the easy one. If you add value to your world, if your product or service adds value to other people's worlds, you can have a successful career or business. That's the simple part. And then the complicated one, of course, is the people. How do you have great people in your life? And here's a really even more personal question. Do you love who you are? If you don't like who you are, is it possible that no one else will like you either? And if you're pretending to be somebody else, how can they like you because it's not the real you? But the beautiful thing is I can be out here by myself, and that's probably not true because I've got four beautiful puppy dogs who I love very much and they love me. So the five of us can be out here together with no other people, just puppy dogs and me, and have a wonderful time and love our life because we like who we are, and my puppy dogs love me. And I don't like the word unconditionally, because if I treated them badly, or if I didn't feed them, or if I didn't create beautiful things for them, I would hope that they didn't love me back. And that's a really personal and very confrontational thing to say. If you don't feel loved, is it possible that, number one, you need to love yourself first so that other people can love you? And is it possible that if you love yourself and other people don't love you, that's okay? What does it matter? And there's that great expression, and I think it's a really important life skill. If the whole world hates me and I love me versus I hate me and the whole world loves me, which one would be more important? If I love who I am, does it matter if other people don't like me? If other people like me, that's just an added bonus, but it doesn't matter if they don't. So Romax, the reason I'm here every day, whether it's winter or summer, whether it's raining or sunny, whether it's morning or afternoon, whether it what time of the day it is, I don't care. My goal every day is to make sure that if you want to be healthy, fit and strong for the rest of your life and inspire your family, the people that you love, your customers and clients to be healthy, fit and strong, that you have all the tools that you need. I have lived a life of dedication to how do I get healthy, fit and strong simply, easily, fast and effectively and stay that way for the rest of my life. And I'm fitter and stronger than I've ever been and I'm an old lady. Can you have a career or business that you love? Of course. I was told that being an exercise professional wasn't a real job and ended up on the Young Rich list in Australia as one of the wealthiest people in Australia under the age of 40, even though my career path was being an exercise professional. So I'm a living, breathing example that you can have a career or business doing what you love and be financially free and have great people in your life. Because if you like who you are, and I strongly suggest you have puppy dogs, please go and rescue a dog, because there's thousands of them that need to be rescued. That's just a side, personal, very precious side note of mine. But you can have a life that you love. It's just a choice. So how about start choosing? And there's a great expression. I use it almost every day. You can be a winner or a whiner, but you can't be both. You can't whine about your life and expect people to think you're a winner. You can't whine about your life and feel like a winner. If you want to be a winner, go do some things that make you feel like one. I'm going to build my dogs a puppy playground, and I can't wait to show it to you. Super duper doo, how are you? Living my life to the max. Woohoo! Look at my puppy dogs. Hey kiddos. Benly Millie, you beautiful puppy dog.